A new report shows Wisconsin farming needs major changes just to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. It's Tuesday, May 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Thanks for being here. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. Coming up on the show today, the National Park Service recently bought a portion of one of the country's longest national scenic trails, and it runs through Wisconsin. Plus, gardeners in Wisconsin, beware. The jumping worm is here, and that's not a good thing.
These cocoons are like smaller than a pinhead.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
A criminal case against a former Milwaukee police officer has led to changes in the department's access to a license plate reader camera system. Evan Casey has the details.
A former Milwaukee police officer was charged in February after allegedly using the Flock camera system to track the vehicles of a person he was dating and their ex. In response, the Milwaukee Police Department announced a new audit process to catch possible misuse of the system. Staff must also reapply for access and sign agreements saying the data can be used only for law enforcement purposes. The changes come as some Wisconsin residents are raising concerns about how data is shared and the camera system's impact on privacy. Christy Fung is a Milwaukee Fire and Police Commissioner.
I think I and other community members are starting to have some real concerns about whether there is a way for guardrails to even be sufficient.
Local leaders in Dane County, Appleton, and Oshkosh have recently moved to cut ties with Flock Safety. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A report released this month finds Wisconsin farming would have to undergo a major shift just to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050. Environmental group Clean Wisconsin released the report alongside other groups. They say state climate action plans prioritize cover crops, no-till farming, and nutrient management to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. However, the report finds that is not enough for the state to reach net zero emissions in the agriculture sector. Contributing author Nicole Touches with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says more drastic changes are needed.
The systems that made a positive impact on carbon emissions were better manure management and then the perennial systems.
Those systems include crops like fruits and nuts. Advocates for dairy farmers say farms welcome collaboration on environmental solutions that reduce environmental impacts. The National Park Service recently acquired more than 200 acres along Lake Superior in northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, the purchase benefits the country's longest national scenic trail.
The North Country National Scenic Trail is part of the National Park Service. It stretches 4,800 miles across 8 states from North Dakota to Vermont. The agency bought the property from the national nonprofit group Trust for Public Land, which paid roughly $2.5 million for the land. The trail's superintendent, Chris Loudenslager, says it's a stunning property.
It's got incredible vistas and view sheds of the Montreal River, Lake Superior. It's rich in natural resources.
Loudenslager adds the area along the Montreal River was a historic trade route for Native Americans. He says the agency and partners will plan a route through the property to bring about 3 miles of the trail off roads. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin-based Organic Valley and two other organic brands claim they should be exempt from the federal system regulating the sale of milk. Federal milk marketing orders were created during the Great Depression to redistribute historically higher revenue from bottled milk to producers selling milk for products like cheese. The organic companies argue in a lawsuit that while they're required to pay into the system, the money primarily goes to conventional farmers. Organic Valley dairy farmer Rem Perkins from West Virginia says the challenge is not meant to pit organic farms against conventional ones.
We're just saying ours is different. Please recognize that and stop taking money out of our pockets that we're not able to get back.
Perkins is one of several Organic Valley farmers who has filed a class action lawsuit claim against the government to be compensated for years of payments into the system. An invasive worm has been reported in nearly 40 states, including Wisconsin, and gardeners say it's up to them to prevent the spread. Experts say jumping worms are a threat to ecosystems because they spread fast, eat up organic matter in soil, and leave behind waste that makes it hard for seedlings to grow. Mary Spies is a gardener from St. Louis, Missouri, and says people need to be cautious when trading plants.
You have to wash the roots off and get rid of all of the dirt. These cocoons are like smaller than a pinhead. You have no idea that there's not a cocoon in the dirt that's still collecting on these roots.
Spies says gardeners should continue to take precautions, even if they think they've gotten rid of the worm. Washing gardening tools and cleaning shoe treads can also help prevent the spread. Coming up, 2026 is expected to be a big year for cruise ships on the Great Lakes. Stay with us.
When news breaks, Morning Edition takes you there.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. I'm speaking to you as I cross the border into Iraqi Kurdistan. And
NPR's Ruth Sherlock is in Turkey, close to the border with Iran, where she's been speaking.
And we go next to Lebanon, where NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has been covering this from Beirut. Hi there, Hadil.
Good morning.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting, clarity, and context every weekday morning from NPR News.
And finally, Great Lakes cruises are growing in popularity. In fact, as Joe Schultz reports, 2026 is expected to be a record-breaking year.
Since the 1980s, Nebraska resident Linda Little and a group of childhood friends have taken an annual girls' trip. In 2024, they tried something new, a Great Lakes cruise from Toronto to Milwaukee. Little says passengers had plenty of time to relax and explore port communities like Detroit and Milwaukee.
We just kind of enjoyed that very relaxing vibe. And what's amazing is a lot of people would only think you can achieve that sitting on a beach in the Caribbean, but the Great Lakes we found were just wonderful.
She says they're planning to come back to Wisconsin someday. The Port of Milwaukee is expecting a record cruise season this year, with 64 scheduled stops by cruise ships. That's expected to have a $3.5 million economic impact. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. A really warm day in store today. Highs in the mid to upper 80s across the state. Plenty of sunshine to start, but we could see some clouds in northwestern Wisconsin later on today. Maybe a little bit of rain there as well. Overnight scattered showers likely in central Wisconsin. Everywhere else looking just cloudy with lows in the 50s and 60s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday, the 26th of May. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Don't forget to leave us the rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Love hearing your feedback. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.